This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And it is time for one of my favourite times of the morning. It's King of Stinge time.
Hey!
There it is.
We love this.
Yeah, we like that as well, but we're going to get to that tune just a little bit later on. But right now we're focusing on being stingy, saving those pennies, being financially fiscal. Talking fiscal policy here this morning.
Boys, have you got any good money-saving tips for me
this
week?
I do. So this goes out to the person at the supermarket who did this. So you know how when you guys buy produce at the supermarkets, you know, you can either buy them, you know, you either just pick them up, you know, weigh them and then figure out how much it's going to cost per kilo. Sometimes they're, you know, actually packaged. So you can get like a pack of potatoes, you can get a pack of just apples and they're always just 1 kilo. So this lady, she, you know, at the checkout, they have the weigh-in just for the checkout person, not for the actual customer. Mm. Anyway, this person had two packaged mandarins of a kilo or whatever they were, and they were looking at the scale, you know, for the checkout person, and then they just put both of them on top of the scale, and we're just like, the person's like, excuse me, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just trying to see which one's heavier for value for money.
Very
so
very
even
funny.
Though they're both, you know, 1 kilo, one of them happened to be just under 100 grams lighter than the other one, just under. So she was like, okay, I'm not taking this one.
Yeah,
you can
sure.
put this back.
If it's pre-packaged, do they pay the same price for every package?
Yeah, same price.
Yes. Oh, so she's getting more
for
the same price.
Basically,
clever.
I like that.
That is
very,
clever.
Very, very clever.
That's good as.
Under 100 grams, but, you know, whatever works for you. That is pretty stingy.
Tell you got any good money
saving tips? Yeah, actually, I found a bit of a list online.
Okay.
It must be from, I don't know, some other kingdom out there that is stingy. But there was a really good one that I found, and it was about when you're making some food in the mornings, maybe when other people are around, and you want to be a little bit stingy with your condiments.
Yep.
So having toast and jam,
nice,
and butter.
I had that this morning actually.
Oh, nice.
Now, beautiful.
If I was making it for you, maybe this is the way I'd do it. You want to make it seem like you've slathered butter all over it, so you just butter around the sides of the toast, and then you put jam on the middle, so you don't have to put any butter on the middle of the toast.
I mean, having eaten jam and butter on my toast a lot, I'd know if you skimped out on me on that.
Yeah.
I'd be onto you,
but,
I reckon.
But would you have the confidence to tell me?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's pretty
thank
hard.
You,
it's
thank
pretty
you for
hard.
The complimentary bread.
It's pretty correct. It's pretty hard to backchat the king, to be
no,
honest. The
exactly.
king of stinge. There is, and when you're making brekkie, if you're having some avo on toast, use your avocado.
Yeah.
And then grab the avocado and rub it the inside of the skin against your face, because apparently it makes a great face pack. It's really good for your skin, and you can also use it to buff your shoes, apparently. So avos have multiple uses, as well as draining your bank accounts.
So you've just single-handedly put the shoe buffing business and the facial cleansing business out of the industry.
Yeah, exactly. Olay and shoe buffers
are going down.
But you have
they're both going down.
All the avocado producers around Australia now thanking you for saving their business, because
exactly.
now sales are
exactly.
going to go through the roof.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.